AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. The Pope invoked the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica, which he opened on Christmas Eve to launch the 2025 Jubilee. In an AP interview, Roz Sawad says she came from Australia to cross the Holy Door.
It was such a different feeling. It was a blessing for us to come from a very far place to celebrate Christmas at the same time, and also the Jubilee of the church this coming year.
There's been a grim discovery on a plane that landed in Maui. AP's Shelley Adler.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. In an emailed statement, the Maui Police Department said it was, quote, actively investigating the discovery of the dead body. I'm Shelley Adler.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Blake Lively claims that a movie co-star launched a smear campaign to get support in a separate suit.
Blake Lively's claims that her It Ends With Us director and co-star Justin Baldoni unleashed a smear campaign against her have gained support from a new lawsuit that Baldoni's former publicist filed against him Tuesday in New York. In the suit, Stephanie Jones, who represented Baldoni, says he secretly teamed up with publicists, including one of her own, to try to bury and destroy Lively amid fears that allegations of misogynistic and toxic onset behavior might harm his reputation and career. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Israel and Hamas are accusing each other of complicating ceasefire talks.
Hamas accused Israel of introducing new conditions related to the withdrawal from Gaza, the release of Palestinian prisoners, and the return of displaced people. Israel's government, on the other hand, said Hamas was backing out on agreements that had already been reached and accused it of creating difficulties. On the ground, Israeli forces remain in control of Gaza security. In a video released by the IDF, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz stated that buffer zones would be created to protect Israeli communities and emphasized their goal of establishing these zones for enhanced security. With all this, we will work to achieve the two goals of the war, to release all the hostages home and to defeat Hamas. Israel's ground invasion has caused widespread destruction. Hundreds of thousands are packed into tent camps along the coast as the cold, wet winter sets in. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
I'm Haya Panjwani.